This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, did the VA secretary seek to discredit a veteran who reported a sexual assault at a VA hospital? A new bill helps veterans find STEM jobs. Military installations could house coronavirus evacuees. Congress wants to know why white supremacy on social media isn't tracked by the U.S. military. And a VA-recommended app could access your private data. This is the Back Brief for the week of February 14th, 2020. We begin with Capitol Hill reporter Abby Bennett. Congress officials examined whether VA secretary sought to discredit vet who reported assault at VA hospital.
This week, we had a full week of veterans news, starting off with an anonymous complaint filed with the House Veterans Affairs Committee alleging that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie allegedly sought information to discredit a Navy veteran who is also a congressional advisor after she said she was sexually assaulted at the DC VA. Wilkie allegedly sought this information to discredit her and her story. Wilkie has since denied those allegations, but Congress has asked the VA Inspector General to investigate the claim.
From Connecting Vets reporter Lisa McLean, veterans get help from new bill that finds and trains them for STEM jobs. President Trump signed a bill on Tuesday supporting military veterans pursuing careers in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field, or STEM. The STEM Careers Act, S-153, is a bipartisan effort that will assist veterans re-entering the workforce by directing the National Science Foundation to encourage them to pursue STEM careers. The bill also requires the Office of Science and Technology Policy to set up an interagency group that will address the problems veterans have when pursuing STEM careers. Companies supporting the bill include the Manufacturing Institute, Samsung, TechNet, Verizon, and the Consumer Technology Association. From Connecting Vets reporter Elizabeth Howe, more than 11 military installations are standing by, ready to host coronavirus evacuees. Military installations in Hawaii, Illinois, Texas, Georgia, New York, Washington State, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, Michigan, and California are expected to serve as quarantine facilities for evacuees from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus that has killed more than 600 so far. The request from the Department of Health and Human Services asked that the Department of Defense identify installations near 11 major airports that could house additional evacuees if HHS facilities become filled. These installations are tertiary locations, a memo from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper read, meaning the HHS has a first resort and a second resort for housing evacuees before deferring to the DoD installations for help. So far, the United States is aware of 23 cases of coronavirus in American citizens, including 11 on a cruise ship quarantined off the coast of Japan, according to NBC News. Worldwide, an estimated 31,400 have been infected by the disease. In China, where the virus first began, at least 636 have died, including Dr. Li Wenlang, the Chinese doctor who attempted to warn the authorities about the outbreak, who died from coronavirus last week. Once again, Capitol Hill reporter Abby Bennett reports on disturbing VA-recommended app could access private veteran data.
Congress learned that VA is recommending some smartphone applications that could have access to private data. These applications request access to veterans' cameras, microphones, photos, files, all on their smartphones. The apps do not necessarily store or transmit that data, but they can access it, which members of Congress called disturbing.
From Connecting Vets reporter Kayla Jackson, white supremacy on social media not tracked by U.S. military. Congress wants to know why. In a hearing on Capitol Hill Tuesday, members of a House Armed Services Subcommittee suggested military reporting and punishment policies regarding white nationalism and extremism should be updated to reflect a resurgence of domestic terrorism in the United States. While military regulation prevents active participation in extremist groups, which includes fundraising, rallying, recruiting, and organization, there's no standalone article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice that applies to extremism. The Defense Department also doesn't possess its own tracking system for hate crimes or for service members who may be linked to extremism. Quote, "I have a real problem with the vagueness of these policies and the distinction in active participation and membership. I think these policies have to be updated. They're woefully inadequate for what we know today is a very serious domestic terrorism problem," said Representative Jackie Speier of California. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.